Both proposed amendments arose from the COVID-19 pandemic. Under one, houses of worship would not have to close their doors during future public health emergencies. Backers say they want to defend the separation of church and state. The second would require that the legislature sign off on how a governor spends federal funds. Both emerged from disagreements between the GOP-held legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers during the early days of COVID-19. Evers' administration issued a public health order that banned gatherings larger than 10 people, including in places of worship. He also had unilateral authority over federal COVID funding. That federal funding amendment will go before voters in November. The church's proposal would need to pass a second session of the legislature before it could go to voters. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.